Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
This morning, we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from the dead. This is an important celebration for us as believers in Christ because our entire Christian faith rests on the doctrine of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Understand with me this morning that if there is no resurrection, then there is no Christianity. And if there is no Christianity, then there is no God, at least not the God of the Bible. And if there is no God, then there is no judgment to come, no heaven or hell, and no consequences for living ungodly lives. I don't know about you, but I believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I also believe that the resurrection authenticates the fact that Jesus is indeed everything that he says he was. In the scripture verses that precede our selected text for today, the disciples of Jesus had just gone through a time of despair and seeming defeat as they watched Jesus endure the pain and death of the cross. They had watched as his body was laid in a tomb, sealed with a large stone. And as that stone rolled into place, all of their hopes disappeared. They thought that it was over for them. They thought that Pilate, the Romans, and the Jesus haters of Judaism had spoken and gotten the final word over Jesus. But what they forgot was that God always has the final word. And Calvary was not God's final word. On the first day of the week after his crucifixion, on the first Easter morning, the stone was rolled away by the power of God the Father. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, rose from the dead. But at the tomb, he left some angels behind to share an all-important message with his disciples. And the message was this: Jesus has arisen just as he said he would. Jesus is alive. That truth, my brothers and sisters, is what we celebrate this Easter Sunday. This proclamation that Jesus has arisen and is alive was the main message that the early apostles preached. This truth is the very reason why the church gathers on Sundays to this very day. We gather on Sundays, which is the first day of the week in which Jesus was resurrected, to remind us that we don't gather to pay honor to a dead Savior, but we gather to celebrate the abiding and living presence of our living Lord. Pastor Wood, somebody may be asking, Pastor Wood, what is the significance of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? What does it mean? What difference does the resurrection really make? In order to answer these questions and to truly understand the significance of the resurrection of Jesus, you and I need to understand that the resurrection was not only a literal miracle, but it was a sign. The resurrection is literally a sign from God for all of those who always demanded a sign before they would commit to obeying Jesus Christ with their whole heart. In fact, Jesus said himself that his resurrection would be a sign. How'd he say it? He said it in Matthew 12, verse 39 through 40. Jesus said, "No sign will be given to this generation except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a great fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." Yes, my brothers and sisters, the resurrection is a sign from God for all of us who are living today. Now, you know, a sign, by very definition, is something that imparts information, gives direction, and indicates a fact or a truth. A sign always points or conveys something. Listen, we are all familiar with signs. We see them a part of our everyday life. Business signs, motor vehicle regulation signs, voter candidate signs, directional signs, and even church signs. Signs are everywhere. So, if the resurrection is a sign from God, the question is, what does the resurrection of Jesus point to or convey to us today? I'm glad you asked. I believe that the resurrection points us to the fact of the authenticity of the person of Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. I believe that the resurrection points us to the fact of the authenticity of the person of Jesus Christ. In other words, the resurrection is proof that Jesus is who he said he was. Now, if you're a good Bible reader, you know that Jesus made a lot of exceptional and important claims about himself. He claimed to be the one and only divine Son of God. He claimed to be absolutely the only way that people can get to heaven. He claimed to be the one and only true source of life. He claimed to be completely without sin. And he also claimed to be the perfect expression of God the Father. Certainly, even a cursory reading of the Gospels will show us that Jesus claimed to be a whole lot more than a good man, a whole lot more than just a good teacher, a whole lot more than a good spiritual leader or a prophet. Jesus did not claim to be one of many ways to God. Jesus claimed that he was the Son of God. So to me, the resurrection serves as the authentication that Jesus is who he said he was. And the resurrection proves to us that all of the claims of Jesus or about Jesus were true, and that we can trust in his word and the words of others. So as I prepare to close this sermon, all I'm trying to say to you today is that the resurrection serves as an eternal sign to us that everything, I said everything, that the Bible reveals to us about the person of Jesus Christ is true. You don't believe me? Can I call a few witnesses to authenticate the person of Jesus Christ and his resurrection? Well, let's look through the Bible. Let's start with the Old Testament. I bet if we would ask Abraham to authenticate the fact of the person of Jesus Christ, Abraham would say, I knew him as the sacrifice on Mount Moriah. Moses, what would you say? I knew him as a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Aaron, as can you authenticate the person of Jesus? I knew him as the rod that budded. Gideon, can you authenticate the person of God? I knew him as the angel of the Lord. Ruth, can you authenticate the person of Christ? I knew him as a kinsman redeemer. Elijah, can you authenticate the person of Christ? I knew him as a still small voice. Solomon, can you authenticate the person of Christ? I knew him as the wisdom of Israel. How about you, Isaiah? Can you authenticate the person of Jesus Christ? I knew him as the one who was high and lifted up. Ezekiel, can you authenticate for us today? I sure can. I knew him as the wheel in the middle of the wheel. Daniel, can you authenticate? I sure can. I knew him as the handwriting on the wall. Haggai, can you authenticate him? I sure can. I knew him as the desire of all nations. Malachi, can you authenticate the person of Jesus Christ? I sure can. I knew him as the Son of Righteousness. Come on over to the New Testament with me. John, can you authenticate the person of Jesus Christ? John would tell us, I knew him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of this world. Peter, can you authenticate the person of Jesus Christ? I sure can, because I discovered that salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Wait a minute. Apostle Paul, what do you have to say about the person of Jesus Christ? Paul would say, I'm glad you asked. I can authenticate the fact that the word of God says this: wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I'm here on this Resurrection Sunday to say we ought to thank God that the resurrection is a sign that proves the authenticity of the person of Jesus Christ and his resurrection. And guess what? I don't only have to call those from the Old Testament. I don't only have to call those who are in the New Testament, but I can call another witness to authenticate the proof of the person of Christ and his resurrection. Who can you call, Pastor Wood? Let me call my own self. How do you know, Pastor Wood? Because of the presence of his Holy Spirit living in my life. I don't know about you, but I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know he is living, no matter what men may say. I see his hand of mercy, and I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy that we share, I said, and the joy that we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Aren't you glad that Jesus is real? Aren't you glad that Jesus is alive? Aren't you glad that he is sitting on the right hand of his Father in heaven, and that he still is in control? Aren't you glad that he got up on the third day with all power? I said, not some power, but all power in his hand. Thank God. Thank God for the resurrection being a sign from God of the authenticity of the person of Jesus Christ and his resurrection. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, no matter what men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. I'm here to tell you, he lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. How do you know, Pastor? He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. I said he lives. Did y'all hear me? I said he lives. He lives within my heart. And I don't know about you, but I am so, so glad and so thankful that I can stand here and say that I know. I'm doubting. I don't have no doubts that the Lord's presence is in my heart and in my life.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay's Arena, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531. Or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.